Salary floor beginning in 2027 for teams would be set at $171 million, and the ceiling would be proposed around $245 million.
Fox Sports Update on the Right Choice, KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, specials on wine, and dinner specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, the USDA is continuing to evaluate possible tariff relief options for farmers impacted by trade disputes and rising production costs. Reports say the department has been analyzing potential assistance measures as farmers face weaker export demand and higher costs for machinery, fertilizer, and fuel. USDA officials said recent trade agreements could help reduce the agricultural trade deficit and open additional overseas markets for U.S. products. Economists say many farmers remain cautious. Well, the USDA says new international trade agreements are designed to create additional export opportunities for American agriculture as officials work to reduce the nation's agricultural trade deficit. According to USDA information released this month, agreements with countries including Taiwan, Bangladesh, Ecuador, and Guatemala are expected to improve market access for U.S. grains, meat, dairy, and specialty crops. The department also highlighted progress in negotiations involving China, Japan, and the United Kingdom. Well, China has suspended beef imports from three Brazilian meatpacking plants after detecting synthetic veterinary hormones in cattle. That's according to a report by Globo Rural and confirmed by Reuters. The affected plants are operated by JBS, Prima Foods, and Frialto. China prohibits the use of certain synthetic hormones in beef production, and the suspensions come as Brazil seeks expanded access to the Chinese market, its largest foreign customer for beef exports.
Hello, everybody. This is Ty Thompson with Northern Livestock Video here in Billings. We just concluded our early bird sale. You can see all the results of that sale at northernlivestockvideo.com. Record-breaking prices on these calves. Our June sale comes up June 24th, the early summer special. If you want to be part of that sale, get your contract into us by June 5th. We can do the filming anytime over the next couple weeks after that. Early summer special for Northern Livestock Video. Call us at 866-616-5035 or go to northernlivestockvideo.com.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The merger of two railroad giants has come to a screeching halt as a federal regulator hitting the pause button on its review of the $71.5 billion merger between Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern. The Surface Transportation Board said it needed additional information to approve the merger that would result in a transcontinental rail giant. Shoppers still looking for deals amid rising gas prices, as Dollar Tree and Burlington stores both posting strong sales in the recent quarter. The United States Postal Service and DHL e-commerce reaching a $10 billion multi-year delivery deal. In the last mile partnership, USPS would be responsible for delivering packages directly to a customer's door after DHL processes them. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Laura Cantor, invested in you.
You know, protecting your home should not be a headache. Many security companies, they lock you into these multi-year contracts. No, SimpliSafe Home Security, they do things differently. With SimpliSafe, You get award-winning 24/7 professional monitoring around a buck a day without any long-term commitment. Simply Safe, they just want to earn your trust every day by doing a great job. Right now, you'll get 50% off your custom system by going to simplysafe.com/Hannity. Half off when you go to simplysafe.com/Hannity. And remember, there's no safe like Simply Safe.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
It may surprise you to learn that there's a lot more to a cow than meets the eye or gets on the dinner table. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
I'm sure we all know that a beef animal isn't all steak. It has a variety of cuts, some more tasty and desirable than others. But when I say a steer is not all steak, I have something else in mind. Actually, that line is the title of an educational display by some young people in the 4-H Club in Arizona. Perhaps you aren't aware of that growing attempt to shame us into not eating beef on the grounds that we're feeding several pounds of grain to cattle for each pound of beef we get back. Now, the argument goes that grain could be used to feed the worldwide famine victims. Well, the exhibit sponsored by these farm youngsters over in Arizona can be summed up in the words of a man who deals in meat. He says, there are four meat quarters in a beef animal. The fifth quarter is the byproduct. In a lot of ways, that fifth quarter has done more than the other four to enrich and even to lengthen our lives. Before we take too seriously those sincere but ill-informed people who see cattle as taking food from the hungry, let's take a look at that fifth quarter we don't see in the meat market. Without it, your tires might blow up in a mile and a half. One tire company alone uses about 20 million pounds of stearic acid a year. Stearic acid, a byproduct of the beef animal, is what keeps your tires cool. During last summer's beef shortage, this company had to cut back on production of tires. Here are some other things you won't see on a steakhouse menu. Products from the bones, horns, and hoofs. Glue, gelatin, including the edible kind used in ice cream, case-hardening steel, refining sugar, processed bone meal used as animal feed and fertilizer to grow more grain for the hungry. That's only the beginning. There's neat's foot oil, plaster retarder, foaming fire extinguisher, paper boxes, sizing, wallpaper, sandpaper, and emery cloth. Would you believe cosmetics, camera film, band-aids, spray-on adhesives, vitamins, violin strings, crochet hooks, combs, and toothbrush handles? In the field of pharmaceuticals, we truly get into the life-saving field with heparin, which keeps the blood from coagulating during an operation. It's also used in preventing blood clots. There are enzymes used to aid babies' digestion, epinephrine for asthma and allergies, adrenal cortex used in treating Addison's disease and to overcome shock. The list of really exotic medicines is too long for this time slot, but just as an example, we've known about diabetes since the 15th century. It took 400 years to find insulin, and we found it in the pancreas of cattle. Today, chemists feel they've only scratched the surface in developing useful things other than food from meat animals. As for that grain we're wasting, it is feed grain, not eaten by humans, and cattle only get that for about 100 days. Beef and dairy cattle provide two-thirds of our protein, and most of that comes from converting grass and brush on 40% of our land that would otherwise be waste because it couldn't be converted to raising crops. In the meantime, our farmers are exporting 75% of our wheat and 57% of our rice to that hungry world. Let's pat Bossy on the back with gratitude. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
And good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off. My name is Eric Gorham, and I'm filling in for Karen Veeley today, who's out on assignment. I think we have a good show for you. In the 1 o'clock hour, we'll have Dan Dow, and we'll be talking about the budget issues. He's kind of in crisis a little bit, needs to hire some people. And it doesn't look like the Board of Supervisors is agreeing with that, at least the more liberal-controlled Board of Supervisors. But right now we have Randall Jordan, from the chair of the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County. Thanks for coming on, Randall.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And we're going to be talking about, we have an election that's going to come to a head, the primary election here on Tuesday. So really it's getting out the vote, I think. I mean, getting people, I've always told people, I don't really care what side you're on. If you're complaining about it and you don't vote, you don't have a whole lot to complain about, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, we need to get out the vote on our side. And like you said, everybody in the county, it's our privilege and our right to vote in these elections. And, you know, if your voice isn't heard, then you don't count.
Right. Exactly. And I think one of the I'm getting tongue tied here already, and the show just started. But one thing I've heard the party saying this year is, you know, Republicans that don't vote elect Democrats.
That's exactly right. Yeah. If Republicans sit at home, the Democrats, their vote is just basically, it's two votes,
right?
Because they've kept you from voting, and they've voted for their side. So you're actually costing two votes. And you know, we need to, now it was shown in Prop 50 when we had that special election, we got up over 64%, and that's unheard of in this county. And I think I said on this show before that was the highest turnout for a Republican county in this state,
right?
For Prop 50. So we can do it. We're able to do it, and our voters have shown that they can get out there and you know, get the big numbers in. And if we get the people out to vote, we will win these elections. We are going to win these elections, and you know, we need to basically turn back the clock on what the Dems have done to us.
Right. And we got some good elections here going on, you know, and I think one thing to your point, or what we were just talking about, is I think during primaries, people think, you know, I'll just hold off. But in our county, there's a handful of elections that will be decided with this primary vote. It's not going to the general election, especially when you look at our supervisor votes, and that could change the balance of power. You know, this, like, next hour I'm talking to Dan about him not being funded. I've talked to, you know, Adam, and I talked to Michael Aaron Woody. They're both like, oh no, we want to fully fund. So this makes a difference to our elected and the shape of where we're going forward.
No, you're exactly right. And that's the bad part of, I think it's a good thing that we elect our DA and we elect our sheriff. When they're appointed by the Board of Supervisors, we basically get whoever's in power,
right,
what they want. So we're lucky, and we've got a great DA, we've got a great sheriff, but they have to go begging to the Board of Supervisors every year for their budget to, and I know that that's been a problem also with Sheriff Parkinson.
Right.
Is you know, he's had to do some things and you know, not so much kowtow, but you know,
right,
give concessions so that he can have his healthy budget that he needs to be able to run this county.
And I think if you look at District 4, a week ago had one of the candidates come out, the Democrat candidate came out and basically said he doesn't see himself working with Dow or our sheriff, which is, yeah, you know, that over there, if these sound waves are getting out to the 4th district, you better think about that.
Yeah.
Because while, you know, I've heard Jimmy Paulding saying, you know, well, I'm into public safety, you know, he hasn't shown it over the last 4 years. He's shown he's into homeless issues. He's shown all these things. And while the Board of Supervisors have give lip service to public safety, they're not funding it.
Right. Well, let's face it. Jimmy Paulding is into whatever he's told to be in by Bruce Gibson.
Exactly. I mean,
he's been a lapdog for Bruce Gibson the whole time.
So we don't really have any city elections going on, but we have the county elections, which are a big deal. And yeah, to me, the biggest elections are going to be, at least for the party, is District 4. Assessor, I mean, nobody's really running against Tom, but so I think I would hope he's a shoo-in there, and he's been doing it for a lot of years.
Yeah, actually, I gave Tom a call and I said, Tom, do you want to be on our voter guide? And because we automatically endorse Tom is basically right. He is our assessor, and he said I would be honored. So please.
But the two really to me is going to be the District 4, Adam Verdin, Jimmy Paulding, and then you have the county clerk recorder. And I'm not sure, is that one decided right now or is that going to go to a primary? I'm not sure how that one works.
That one I'm pretty sure is decided at the selection.
Okay. So yeah, we have Vanessa Rosso, who the Republican Party has endorsed, and I believe our current county clerk was endorsed by the Democrat Party. Realistically, we've heard a lot of complaints probably over, well, really, and since our last county recorder left and we had our first election and things were a little odd.
Yes.
So if you're complaining about that, I would get out there and vote too, because that is the sanctity of our elections. And I've heard a lot of people that have problems, but if you don't vote, again, it's hard to want to listen.
Yeah, exactly. And there's some new things that have actually even transpired today. Vanessa Rosso came up with some comments on an article that the Tribune of all newspapers did an article that was critical of Elena Kano. Things that she had been doing. We're going into this election, and there's always I won't say always, since Elena has taken over, there have been myriad of problems. People not manning the precincts. Polls not open, people not being able to vote where they normally vote. I know that this year, my wife and I have voted in San Miguel at the Senior Center for probably the last, 40 years, maybe 35 years. And again, this year they've changed us and we're over at the Estrella Warbirds again. So she's starting to move people around again. And now she's even threatening to close different polling places because she can't man them. And so that's voter suppression. I mean,
right.
You know, we've got, I know that in our neighborhood, both of our neighbors on either side of us, actually one up on top and the one next to us, they're in their mid to late 80s. And they are staunch Republicans and they will vote.
Right.
But if you make it hard for them, I mean, it's going to come to a point.
You know, I mean, I live out in the country and I've been doing mail-in for a long time because I haven't always had a polling place. Even in where I'm at now, I'm not sure I do have a polling place. But when I lived in town, you just went that day. I would go to the Senior Center in Paso. That's where I voted for years. And I think if I still lived in town, I would just show up there. And if it was gone, I'd be like, wait a minute. What's going on?
Exactly. You know? Exactly. You know, and you get some of these folks that have been, that are natives or people that have been living in rural areas for 40 years, 30 years, 50 years. And, we're used to the Senior Center. That's right. Where we have always voted. We know the people there. We know the poll workers. And now we're somewhere completely different.
And I think there's been some odd things lately. It seems like to me our current county clerk ran an advertisement in the voter guide, in certain voter guides, not all of them, which is highly, I mean, not only unusual, but I would think electioneering. And then I think the mistake she made, I got something in the mail a week or two ago. I can't remember. It was one of the minor parties, basically, because she forgot to add them. So they sent out a special thing. And when I got it, it was confusing to me.
Yes.
Because it was like, here's the endorsed people. Okay, well, okay. And you had, and I'm like, who endorsed these people? Because that was, it took me a minute to figure it out, because it was Bianco. I mean, I know the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County endorsed both candidates. Well, they didn't take a stand in the fight. So I was like, who? And it really kind of threw me off because I'm looking at the names and I'm like, well, who is this? A state party? Is this a national? Like, who did this? And then finally I figured out it was like, I don't know who it was.
I think it was like the American Independent Party.
Or something like that.
It's funny that you should say that because my office manager, Pam, who is just sharp as a tack, I mean, unbelievably sharp woman, she came to me with that same card and said, do I need to do something with this? No. I mean, right. So people are getting this stuff, and it's almost like the more confusion that they can throw at us, the better that the other side likes it. I mean, the last election was a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
People going to different places and polls closed and driving past your normal poll to go, you know, 12 miles to another one in a whole different district. Yeah. And now, like I said, as of today, it's looking like that might happen again.
Right. And if you kind of look at the history of this, since she's taken office, you had like the Republican women of Atascadero, Republican Federate, whatever.
Yeah.
They always had a polling place and
for 30 years.
An internal rule that they made when Kano took office was, well, that's partisan. We're not going to allow that. That's not a state rule. That's not a county rule. That's just an office rule that she put in there. So it's like she's limiting these workers now, but then complaining that we don't have enough. And nothing, there has been no rules broken, et cetera, from the Republican women ever that I'm aware of. It's just she decided, but then the League of Women Voters can do it, which to me is a very partisan group.
Oh, but according to the recorder's office, they're nonpartisan.
Right. Yeah. You know, we haven't seen that in this county, at least.
And if you look at what the League of Women Voters stands for, they're basically all of the Democrat platforms and beliefs. So yeah, you're right. It's basically, and that's one of the things that actually Vanessa Rosa is asking about is the partisanship, and she's asked me many questions. And I mean, what they've done to the Women's Federated, and I just talked to someone today who told me that one of our members, not even a member of the Republican Central Committee, but basically one of our conservative members, answered the call because Elena's having a problem manning these different polls. And so she answered the call and said, you know, I can work. And she actually got a email or a text back and saying, you are disqualified because of your partisanship.
Right.
Yeah, you are not allowed. You are not allowed to work a poll.
I mean, quite honestly, there you go to a poll and you start pushing a party that's electioneering. It's not going to work out for you. No. I don't care what side you're on. And I think there's training for this. This isn't something that people go into. You know, usually it's people that want to be involved in politics one side or the other. And I respect that. And I've never had a problem.
Sure.
And I think over the years, our county clerk recorder has been good. We've had good people. I think I like Tommy Gong. I like his predecessor, the predecessor of that. And now we have real partisanship and hopefully people get out and vote.
Yeah. It would be nice to see some new faces and new blood in our county.
Right. And then, you know, we might as well start at the top. California's having an election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so from governor down, the party has endorsed Chad Bianco and Steve Hilton.
Yes.
And I think that's a smart move. I know some of the other parties endorsed one of the others, and some of them did what our local county did. But I think give people a choice.
No, I agree with you. And actually, the state party, the California Republican Party up in Sacramento, took the same tact, and they had no endorsement for governor. And so, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it comes out.
Yeah. Looking, if we go by the polls, Hilton's doing very well. You never know, though, because we've seen the polls. Look at, Trump, his first go around was supposed to be slaughtered.
Right.
So the polls aren't always right.
Right.
But Hilton seems to be doing very well. Chad's been dropping in the polls. But again, I don't always trust the polls.
Well, he's actually, I looked at him today, and as of today, the PPIC poll shows Becerra, which is the Democrat, the leading Democrat, at 23, Hilton at 20, and then Bianco at 13. The Create poll, which is as of today, the 28th, shows Becerra at 27%, Hilton at 26%, and Bianco at 9%. So they're all over the place.
Right. No, they have been. And it, I mean, some of these polls are by county, some of it's by state. You really have to look at it. I've been watching both candidates kind of manipulate the polls because, oh, in Placer County, I'm doing great. And it makes it look like you're doing great in the whole county, but maybe you're the state, maybe you're not. Yeah. But it's an interesting race. I don't know if we're going to get two Republicans if the polls are right. It looks like it might be a Democrat and a Republican. But I'm holding out hope.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be amazing if we got two Republicans. That would assure us of getting some common sense back into state government, which is what we need.
And then there's a handful of state offices. We got lieutenant governor, secretary of state, attorney general, state controller, state treasurer, state insurance commissioner, which our very own Stacey Coors got. And I'm not sure how she's doing, but I know she's been working her butt off.
She's actually, I looked today, and she's pretty much the favored.
Is she?
Nice. Yeah, with a lot of the Politico and places like that. They're calling her the leader. So,
nice. And she's putting the work in. We got state superintendent, the state assembly, District 30, and District 37. And I guess the party has taken a side on each one of those. Lieutenant governor, it looks like we got Gloria Romero. Is that what it is?
Uh-huh. Gloria Romero. And, she was a Democrat that flipped over to Republican.
All right. And, you know, I think in the past we've seen a little bit of hesitancy with that. But I think in California, to some degree, it's good to embrace it because you got to pull those MPP votes. And that's one way. If you're more looked at as a moderate Republican, you might be able to pull the MPP vote and maybe some Democrats in this state, which is hard, you know. So, you know, I don't necessarily look at it unfavorably because if you can win, you can win. I always have the opinion you support the strongest person, the strongest conservative person that can get elected.
Exactly. And actually, Gloria Romero is part of the Golden Circle, which is Steve Hilton. Steve Hilton put a team together, and she's part of that Golden Circle.
Secretary of State, we have Don Wagner. I think there's three people running for that position.
Yeah, there are. I don't know him that well. Here again, he's come across to me as being a kind of a middle-of-the-road Republican. I think he should do very well.
All right. And Attorney General, we got Michael Gates.
Yeah, he also is a front runner.
Nice.
Yeah, he should be in the top two, if not take it.
State Controller Herb Morgan. I don't know much about him.
Very conservative. I met him at the state convention earlier in April. Very nice man. Very smart. Smart as a whip. A good candidate. A good solid candidate. Nice. Actually, the whole field is very, very strong.
Awesome. Strong. Yeah, this could be a good year. We'll see.
Yeah.
State Treasurer. We have Jennifer Hawks.
Jennifer Hawks, she's also one that has flipped over to our side. And, a great lady and very, very, here again, a good candidate.
Right. And I think just one thing to remind people before we go too much farther is that, you know, I think in this, especially in this state, if you are a middle-line Democrat, even a little off to the left, the state just walked away from you, the party. In and of itself has become so progressive. So I think we need to welcome these people with open arms.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And we would love to have them vote for even middle-of-the-road Republicans.
Right.
We need, like I said, we need some common sense back in the state party. We need it actually in our county also.
Right. And then so state insurance commissioner, we talked about Stacey a moment ago.
Stacey's doing wonderfully.
But, you know, she's a local gal and she's been an insurance agent here for years. She has a lot of experience when it comes to insurance. And I think she has a really good team behind her, too.
I just watched a quick video before I came here of Stacey, and she was on a podcast. And she said that she contacted some of the big wigs, some of the big insurance companies, and said, when I become insurance commissioner, we want you back in California. You need to write policies in California. And she said that one that she talked to said, Well, that's a breath of fresh air because the current superintendent or the current state insurance commissioner won't even talk to them.
They
don't even return phone calls. So they're purposely trying to keep the insurance companies out of this state.
Interesting. That's too bad. And well, we have a few more names to go over, but I want to go over the slate that San Luis Obispo County Republican Party put together. So we'll be right back. And then at the top of the hour, we'll have Dan Dow in the studio.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
And welcome back to Sound Off. Again, my name's Eric Gorham. In the 1 o'clock hour, we'll have District Attorney Dan Dow speaking about the budget issues with his office and the implications on the Board of Supervisors. Right now, we have Randall Jordan, the chair of the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County. Sir, thanks for coming in.
Oh, you're very welcome. I enjoy it.
We'll go through. We have a few more people, but state superintendent, this is a big one. I know Sonia Shaw has a lot of support and people are rallying around her.
Oh, Sonia Shaw, she's actually a good friend. I got to meet her earlier at one of the conventions for the Republican Party. She's unbelievable, a great mom. She's the president of the Chino Hills school district, and she runs it with an iron fist. She doesn't take any guff from any of these left-wing groups that come in and try and bully their way in. So she'll be a great superintendent, wonderful superintendent.
Then State Assembly, District 30, we have Shannon Kessler. She's a hometown girl here and making the rounds.
Definitely a hometown girl, and she's actually known for Save Our Girl Sports down at Lucia Mar. She is a fixture down there. Pushing that school board basically to understand that girls do not want boys or men in their locker rooms and they don't want to have to compete against men in
right.
their sports. So she's doing a great job and she'll make a great assembly person. Great.
And then kind of rounding out the state, we have State Assembly District 37, which is a very small part of the county. It goes south, but we have our very own Sari Dominguez, and she's been out there for, you know, she's ran before, she's out there. I feel like she's really just a realistic gal that's been, I've seen every event I go to, I see her there from San Luis Obispo to to Santa Barbara, actually. Yeah. So
Sari is one of these, this is one of those positions that we're real close. If we get a good turnout, if we get, like I say, we had about 64% for Prop 50. If we can get up to about 70 or 75% turnout with Republicans, she can win that seat. She yeah. only lost it by 13,000 votes, and that is not very many for a an assembly seat.
Yeah, and I think it was actually a little less than the amount of Republicans that didn't vote.
Yes.
Yeah. So, if you get out and vote, we might elect people.
Right. And then you go to the top on our federal offices. There again with Bob Smith. Same thing with him. If we get the turnout in Santa Barbara County and in San Luis Obispo County, Bob Smith can get rid of Salud Carbajal.
Right.
Salud Carbajal, and he needs to go. He has done nothing. He's basically been a placeholder. He's been a doormat for the Democrat Party, and he hasn't done any good for our county.
Yeah, I think the only thing I really see him doing is being a mouthpiece, and he basically is, you know, if you look at his Facebook, social media, it's just, you know, Trump, 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 yep. And he's not doing anything other than just carrying the progressive side of the party.
That's exactly
but
what
he hasn't. I don't know if he's actually done any legislation on his own, period.
I don't think so. I haven't seen his name authored on any piece of legislation. I haven't heard him take a stand on anything, unless right. it's just the
party line,
yeah, the party line, the straight party line.
And then a little bit in North County, just to round this out, because I know that we're going to run out of time. We might want to talk about a few other things, but we have Tuukka
Ghaffari.
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to say it wrong.
Tuukka Ghaffari, yeah. Tuukka actually is running for the 19th district, which runs all the way up. It's Jimmy Panetta, running against Jimmy Panetta. And here again, Jimmy Panetta is a used car salesman. He's a nice guy. He's someone that you'd like to have a beer with at the bar, but we don't need him running our government.
Right. And then so let's step away, just talk a little bit about what the party's doing, what's going on, things you might want to talk about, because we only have about 2 minutes left here.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm real excited. This year, like I was telling you at the break, we've got 150 volunteers, people that are signed up that say they want to help. We've got different things for them to do. I don't see my sheet in front of me with the different items that we can do. But basically, we're looking for people to go to the polls during Election Day, on Election Day, and observe, make sure there's no hanky-panky, make sure that things are going correctly. Then we're looking for observers to go to the recorder's office after the election and watch the opening of the ballots, watch the signature verification, things that we need to be cognizant of. And then for right now, we just got our text messaging going. Thank you, Mark Gonzalez. Did a great job, doing a great job on that. And we're going to have ladies from the Women's Federated on Election Day actually making phone calls to get out the vote. So, yeah, we're excited about the election.
So is there any movie nights coming up or any events?
We do have... which I'm being helped by Mr. Gorham here. We're doing a celebration 250 years of freedom, and this is on June 28th, just prior to the 4th of July. So this is a kickoff celebration for the 250 years of freedom, and it's going to be at the Templeton Park, and it's adults $40, and we're having tri-tip barbecue and hot dogs. My wife said you have to have hot dogs for 4th of July.
Yeah, one of our supervisors has always told me if there's no hot dogs, I will not go to your event on 4th of July.
So that's on the 28th of June, and adults are $40, kids eat free, and if you're a student or a Cal Poly student, come on, we'll find someone to sponsor you.
Oh yeah, for sure. And well, Randall, thanks for coming in. It's always too quick. Seems like the music comes on and we're about halfway done, but
always a pleasure.
And eventually we're gonna have, what is it, August 1st, the Lincoln Reagan dinner. So go on rpsloc.org and check it out. All the events are there, and we look forward to seeing you.
Good. Thank you, sir.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.